Bem, I'm going to start in Portuguese first for my listeners. Malta, vocês não estão a perceber o que é que está a acontecer aqui neste momento no estúdio da Rádio Comercial. I'm not cursing you guys. I'm just saying that I have one of my favorite bands. Pá, vocês não estão a perceber. Eu tenho aqui uma banda que eu ouvia quando tinha 12 anos. I was 12 years old when I listened to your EP.
Yeah.
1991. I was 12. Oh my God. And now they're here with me again, because I already met Wits 1 year ago. Então, eu tenho aqui comigo, no estúdio, Ugly Kid Joe.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! It is odd.
I'm all alone clapping you guys.
It's miserable. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming here to Rádio Comercial and my Rockstar podcast. It's a huge honor to have you guys here. It was a pleasure meeting you with last year in Festival do Crato.
Yeah, that was good.
It was awesome, like 3 a.m. or something at the hotel door. So it was amazing. You were so, so sweet. And having me for a little conversation.
Uh-huh.
We recorded an interview, but I didn't use it because Wit was too happy. And so he was like, please don't use it. And I respect that.
That's
so
cool.
I haven't used anything. And I had like an exclusive, you know, interview, and I didn't use it. I was so like, oh my God, I want to use it so badly. And I didn't use it. So I respect you guys a lot. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for being rad.
Anyway, I'm not that rad because I don't surf like big waves like some people do. Uh-huh. I know that clouds surf.
Yeah.
Yes, but not big waves like they do here.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Because we love to live.
Yeah.
We live our lives. That's why.
You guys go out late too, right? Like dinners at 10 at night.
Of course.
And then you go out to the bar at 12.
That family, yeah. Of course.
I like that too.
I usually like have dinner like 11 p.m. or midnight or something, because
that's when we're in bed in California usually.
Really?
I mean, yeah, like normal people.
That early?
Yeah. Oh, easy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you have a late night life like me.
Not so much anymore.
Not so much anymore.
I enjoy the late night life, but
you like the night.
Yeah.
I like the night. So guys, you're here for another show. You love Portugal so much. Tell me about it, Wit, because you have been here so many times.
I guess the show's on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
What's it called exactly?
Tattoo Fest.
Tattoo Festival's on Sunday. We play at Ugly Kid Joe plays at, I believe it's 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on Sunday.
I'm going to air this like way further, so it's gonna be on air like after the show.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, so, but you were here for Tattoo Fest.
We were here for Tattoo Fest. And it was on Sunday.
It was amazing.
It was the best show we've ever played.
It was probably the best show ever played.
And this is your first interview for the weekend.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a deal that if you didn't play the drunk interview, that we could just do it. We could do this.
I didn't say drunk. I said happy interview.
Interview. I was almost here recently, but that's it's interesting. The timing for this is pretty cool. I came here earlier. I came here earlier. I don't know, 5 or 6 days ago. And how do you say Nazaré?
Nazaré.
So like Dave Fortman, the other guitar player, and myself, we went to Nazaré.
Mm-hmm.
And we went up to the big wave, surfers surf, and just, you know, that. Have you been to that town? You've been there?
Yeah, I have.
It's
been
really
there.
A good vibe.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. You have like great restaurants just near the beach.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
So, but I never seen the big waves.
We were able to see, it was really cool. We were able to see the big wave. It was probably 8 meters, which is almost 30 feet in the U.S. How do you gauge things? Are you meters or feet?
Meters. Here, it's meters. Yeah. So 8 meters for us.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So we went and saw that. That was cool. And then, you know, we're here. We're here. I grew up with Klaus. We're kids together. So this is our band. And so it's pretty funny to be with
him. We grew up in California together. And one thing we've always said, because we've been here obviously a few times, and we came in the 90s, that it reminds us of California. If you look at the map, it even looks like California.
Yeah.
It's kind of long and thin and all coast on the west side. So it has a lot of similarities. And when we came back then in 93, we played here with Def Leppard at Cascais.
May 20th, Cascais? 1993.
Cascais.
Yeah, and that was like the best show we probably ever, up until that time, ever played. It was insane. The crowd was louder than the band.
Mm-hmm.
It was, it totally like moved us and tripped us out. We were like, whoa, this place is insane. And just everything about Portugal has always been something about it. It's totally rad, really.
We have something here.
Yeah.
The weather, the people, the food. Mm. I don't know what it is, but it's really special.
Klaus just made the entire band go to a vegan restaurant before we saw you.
Yeah.
Are you all vegans?
I am, and I have been for about 3 years.
Of course not, Whit.
Yeah.
Whit loves meat. Yeah.
It was kind of a failure. I loved it, but no one else did, except for the drummer.
You're all alone, Klaus. You're all alone.
Yeah. Well, especially here, though, right?
We went with him. He felt so bad that he purchased the meal for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
He's a very nice man.
But if you want to just go there again and have another meal, I'll go with you on Sunday. Yes.
Are you a vegan?
I'm not vegan, but I love vegan food.
I was working out. I did a tour a couple months ago, and the sound guy / driver, his name is Will. You remember Will? And Will, I'd look at him every now and then, and I've been studying Klaus my whole life, but the newest thing he's been doing is being a vegan, which I think is really an interesting move, mm-hmm. right? But I was looking at Will, the driver, for the tour I was just on, and he was being vegetarian guy, and I said, hey, man, are you a vegan? He said, no. And what he does, like, in a week, he'll eat vegan, like, one or two or three nights, 3 days a week, and then eat meat the other days. So there's kind of a cool balance out there. Well, you don't need to eat meat every day, and you don't
it's
need
like
to be the vegetable.
It's like a weekend for vegans. It's like a weekend off.
Yeah.
Yin
that's
yang,
strange.
But I think it's smart, though, too.
Probably, yeah, it's smart,
probably,
but...
Probably shocks your body.
Or you are a vegan or you aren't a vegan.
He can be both. You can be both.
He is both.
It's the best of both worlds.
Yes. Did you grow up in Lisbon here?
Well, I grew up in the other side of the river.
Yeah?
It's called Pinhal Novo. Yeah, it's a very cool town. It's a smaller town than Lisbon. It's not so big, but I've always worked here. So I've worked here in Radio Commercial for like 20 years.
Nice. Yeah.
And I grew up with you guys. Acho que mesmo que todos crescemos a ouvir este Cats in the Cradle, é a primeira deste rockstar.
Came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. He was talking for a minute, and as he grew, he said, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know. Then, you know we'll have a cool time then. Well, my son turned 10 just the other day. Said thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Could you teach me to throw? I said, oh, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away and smiled and said, you know, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue with the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Just the other day, I'd like to see you if you don't mind.
time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids at the food, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the bell on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know where. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a cool time there.
I have to tell you something. I didn't prepare this interview. Oh. It's like what happened with us at the hotel.
Yeah. At the happy, interview.
The happy interview.
Yeah.
I had nothing. I was coming from a show. I'm a DJ also. And I was entering the hotel and I was like, oh my God, it's Whitgren from Ugly Kid Joe. What? And I came back to ask you a photo and you were so nice. And I was like, can I ask you something? And he was like, yeah, you can ask me whatever you want.
No doubt.
And we did a small interview, like 8 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And I like this kind of interviews where you don't prepare stuff. You just talk about stuff, you know? So I want you to know, you told me that Portugal was very important to you. You love Portugal. It's similar to California. You've been here how many times? Do you know that?
In my life?
Yeah, in your life.
I'd say probably between 10 and 15.
Because you already, you were here without Ugly Kid Joe, without the band.
Right.
You told me that.
Yeah.
You were here for what? Doing what? Can you tell me?
I think I came here for a press tour once in probably 95. We came here with tour in 93. I think we were on tour with Def Leppard. I just came here this last April to, with two guitar players. One guy named Jeff, his name's Jeff Curran. I'm in another band called Yellowcake.
I know. You told me that.
Yeah, from Australia. And then Dave Fortman, the Ugly Kid guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
We came to Portugal to experience Portugal for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Airbnb. You know Airbnb?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's a really awesome thing.
I just went to London and I stayed at an Airbnb near to Camden.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's pretty neat. So basically, we came here last April to when we were kids, let's say the early 90s, right? We would go on tour and then, you have your passport and it would have a bunch of stamps in it.
Yeah.
But you didn't really see anything. Not really.
Yeah.
You sure says you went here, there, and you did. But really, you're just going to the gig, you're drinking beers, causing some trouble, and you don't really get to see the world as you could. So over the last couple of years, which is now in my adult life, not only are we touring, but I'm making an effort to have tours start somewhere cool and end somewhere cool, so then I can just go there earlier and live there for a while. and then when the tour ends, wherever it would be, then I stay there for a month at a time.
Okay.
So there's, I'm purposely going out of my way to go and actually go see Lisbon and be part of it and be inside or wherever. But in this case, we're here and we're in Portugal and we did go see the giant wave and now we're here and it's everyone's so cool and beers are only $1 a beer. In London, a beer is like £10.
I know.
I don't want to spend £10 on a beer.
It's so expensive.
Klaus is very excited that the glass of wine is €3.
Under
euros.
€3.
Yeah, it makes
and
him happy.
In California, it's $14 for a glass of wine.
14?
Yeah.
I don't drink alcohol, so for me it's like I don't like it, So
did you used to?
No, never. I don't.
You've
I really
never had
don't
a hangover
like,
in your life.
Well, I had one or two when I was a teenager because I wanted to try everything,
it,
because I didn't like anything. So my friends were like, "Just try this; you're gonna like it." I tried everything, and I got drunk with a huge hangover, but I still don't like anything.
Huh.
What is your favorite Portuguese food?
The vegan restaurant.
Yeah.
Really? Have you tried the pastel de nata?
No, I'll tell you what
cookies,
I had.
The cookies, the pastries.
No.
I'm going to buy for you and I'm going to give you on Sunday.
Yeah.
They had these great pastries at the hotel. Did you have the ones in the morning? They're little tiny ones and one of them had chocolate in it. And it was insane.
Well,
and
pastel de nata doesn't have chocolate, though.
So good.
I'm going to buy you the pastel de nata. You have been here for so many times, and you didn't try the pastel de nata.
We don't even know what the word means.
It's some kind of pastry.
It's candy?
It's a cake.
A cake.
It's a cream cake.
Ah, like an eclair.
Like an eclair, but it's better than eclair, you know? Yeah. And we're talking about food. Do you like sushi? Because
we love sushi.
Oh, me too.
Is there sushi here in this town that you like?
Yes. You have aruki. It's the best sushi.
Is it good?
What? Yes.
Say again,
Aruki.
Aruki.
I'm going to give everything to you, so don't worry. Yeah, I'm going to give you
I
all
think
the...
we have two more nights, right?
Yeah, and you have to eat. Yeah. So are you starting your tour here or ending your tour here?
Well, this is just a one-off.
Oh, okay.
So, like everyone, you know, they'll all leave on the 3rd, December 3rd, which, funny enough, is Ozzy Osbourne's birthday.
Oh, cool.
And then I'll just stay. I'll stay here, and I'll see what I can
get
into. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I can help you with some spots if you
want to. I want that.
Yeah.
We can be friends.
We can be BFFs.
Yes, that's what we should do.
Yeah, we should be BFFs.
What I've found on my adventurous travails is if you can find one person that's cool...
I'm not a stalker, so...
I don't think you are either.
It's okay.
But if you just need one person that, like, is cool, and then they're usually friends with, like, you know, a bunch of other cool people.
Wait, Lagarrero.
Lagarrero. Polvo a lagarrero.
That's not your fish, the fish dish? Lagarrero.
You have polvo a lagarrero. It's an octopus.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Lagarrero, it's
that's
the,
what
the
I had,
of...
but I had the vegan version.
Oh, okay. With what? Like...
Tofu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't like tofu. It's strange.
It's strange. Yes.
I like fish and meat. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Do you like wheatgrass?
Do I like what?
Wheatgrass?
I don't know what that is.
It's grass. A green grass.
Oh, no.
It's supposed
no.
to be really good for you.
No, come on. I can
Do you
have,
like celery juice?
I know. I hate celery.
It's like the big fad now, right?
I know.
Everybody's drinking celery juice.
But I love broccoli. And I love cucumber and lettuce.
I like Skittles.
Oh, Skittles, the fruit ones.
I love M&M's. I actually like sour Skittles.
I like grapes.
Oh. I like bananas.
Really old fermented grapes when they're kind of rotten.
Oh, no, and nothing rotten.
No, you know what I mean, though? They ferment it.
Yeah.
And then it turns into
the liquid.
The liquid that I don't drink.
That's right. Yes.
I don't drink alcohol. But I can drink like something with you. It's okay.
Rockstar.
Antes que comece a pôr em aventuras a provar cenas com o Ugly Kid, mais uma grande recuperação neste Rockstar de hoje. Chama-se Neighbor.
You be
now, won't you be my funky neighbor?
About this.
Okay, that's 1991, oh, wow. Right there.
Mm-hmm. I was 12 when I listened to you guys. Oh. What memories do you have from this time?
Well, if you... Right now I'm holding the CD. It's As Ugly As They Want to Be CD. It's from 1991. The art right here is done by this man who's no longer with us. His name was Moish Brennan.
Brennan. Yeah.
And Moish, who's a skateboard artist kind of guy.
Oh, cool.
And so we said, hey, man... We have this idea. First of all, this is the name of the band, Ugly Kid Joe. And then we had a vision of like what the kid would look like.
I love that
and
kid.
And we're all, hey, Moish, man, we don't have any money to pay you. What can we give you to do this art? And he's like all, he looked at us with a big, long gaze. And he's like all, a bag of Doritos, like an extra, a big bag of Doritos, you know, potato chips?
Yeah, I know. The orange ones.
And so a bag of Doritos, was it a 2-liter bottle of Coke?
Yeah, and a filet of fish.
And a filet of fish from McDonald's.
Yeah.
And that's
really?
That's how we paid him for. So that's what that artwork was manifested for that. And then this
I
is
love
that. This picture on the back.
Yeah.
Well, this band was formulated and kind of became in a town called Isla Vista, California, which is... the most densely populated square mile west of the Mississippi, and it's also the University of California, Santa Barbara's. It's college.
Yeah.
So it's all it has in this town is fun and fire and beer and burning couches. And
it sounds like a cool place.
It's
to live.
The greatest. You know, I went there the other day with Dave to go see it again.
You did.
It's amazing. Nice. It's exactly what it was. It's exactly the same shit. And anyway, so at the end of. At the end of the school year, the whole place becomes kind of garbage because the kids are moving out of this. So this picture is just, you know, us sitting in the garbage of UCSB. And it's a really fantastic image. It's so, and I remember doing it. And I remember this life. And I remember, you know, all the possibilities that were maybe going to happen and that did happen for us. You know, because you get a record deal. And we're like, you know, the label was all, I think it was Mercury Records was like, hey, you know, maybe this thing will sell 25,000 copies. That was their dream. And we were like, wow, that would be really cool if someone bought the record. And so we made the record. And it's not even that, this record's not that good, but it's like,
it is.
It's okay. But like, anyway, this thing went on to sell a lot of records, right?
How many? Do you remember that? Do you know?
It's sold a million, right?
Two, I think, worldwide.
Yeah, I think it would.
And look at this. This is not nice. This picture, is it nice? No.
What is it?
Well, it's red. Yeah. So, it is cool.
That was more
different.
No, we're different. Trust me. Looking at this, I haven't really touched one in a long time.
See?
I remember that Klaus and I, we did grow up together in Palo Alto, California. Do you remember doing this? Mm-hmm. And there's a record store in Palo Alto. And it's no longer there because the album's kind of died, but it was called Tower Records, right? Mm-hmm. And so Klaus and I went to, do you remember doing this? We went to Tower Records because we were so excited to see the record.
And to have one.
The record wasn't there yet, but we wanted to see where we would be sitting in the queue, whatever. So we were between like U2 and Van Halen, right?
Around UV, yeah.
Yeah, so we and I was like,
that's pretty cool.
You know, is it really going to be in the store? Is it really going to be in the store? Is it really, really going to be in the store?
Because you didn't believe
where
it.
Where would it be? Where would it be? Right here. Where would it be? Right here. Okay, that's kind of cool. U2's right here. And Van Halen's next.
Yeah.
Because they were the first V, I think. So it was like us, and then I guess, U2 was first because the numbers.
And it all went extremely fast, you know? Like we made a video for the song Everything About You, and, you know, I mean, I'd never made a video before, but like, and all of a sudden, you know, that's when MTV would.
Was it your first video?
Yeah. For sure. No, yeah. Yes.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
And it blew up around the world because that was MTV when they used to play videos. Mm-hmm. They don't do that anymore. Now it's like shows.
They have reality shows. What the fuck?
It's money. It's okay.
Yeah.
And anyway, but we were able to transform. I never thought I'd leave California. You know, my mom and my grandma when I was young said, "Look, if you get good grades." Is like A grades.
Yeah.
You will send you to Europe and maybe buy you a car or whatever. Like they were trying to get me to be a good kid, and I'd be like, "I'm gonna do it," but then I would never do that. You know, tell her. So, what this reminds me of is in those years we were kind of living in Isla Vista as I depicted, and my mom was like, "Look, your grades suck. You need to chest up, and you need or on my because I get like a couple $100 a month from the parents, mm-hmm. you know, and." And I was like, fuck, you know, I don't like school. Let me just be honest. I'd say in Santa Barbara, going to school it's so pretty there. Why would you ever want to go into school?
Yeah.
And so Klaus comes up. Can we tell the story?
Sure.
Okay. Of course.
So Klaus.
Thank you.
Klaus is great at forging things. So he was like, listen, bro, I got the idea. I can make you a fake transcript and just fake the grades and send it to my mom, which we did. Did you do that with your parents too? Tell the story.
I think I did, yes.
You can tell everything, Klaus.
Yeah, you know.
No one is hearing us, so it's okay.
I did a lot of stuff like that, really. Right?
Yeah.
But it's in the past. It's okay.
Yeah, you know,
so
we made like
30 years ago or something.
They're not going to hear this. We'd make like fake grades and then send it home. Look, we did okay. And we were smart. We wouldn't like, oh, it's straight A's. No, we're not. You know, we would be like C+,
okay.
B-. Ooh, a B+. Like, okay, so okay, you're not doing amazing, but you're actually getting
really
grades.
Tried.
You're actually showing up. That's good.
And so they allowed you to do stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the grades.
Right, the fake grades.
The fake grades, yeah, of course.
So this reminds me of that, all those experiences, you know? And of course, it reminds me of, I don't know, as I said before, it was possibilities. Like
mm-hmm.
The fact that, and the thing is like we, you know, we would live on people's couches, really, in Santa Barbara. And so all the girls that we kind of like took care of us, for those years, all were graduating college.
Okay.
So we were kind of out. Like after after that, where were we going to go? Like, what was going to happen? And And I didn't really think about it in any depth. I just, you know, I mumbled through my life like I do. And all of a sudden, there we were. And there was graduating. And I was like, wonder what will happen to me? Because I didn't really go to school. And,
so you invented the couch surfing.
Yeah, we're the forefathers of that. But anyway, but when they were all graduating and going into their lives, whatever, you know, wherever that would take them, we got a record deal, and then we made this EP, and then all of a sudden we're on tour with Motorhead and Ozzy.
And everything changed for you.
And it was like, it was really fast and really exciting and somewhat scary a little too. It moved really fast. And then we, of course, experienced all the things that you should experience at that age.
It's normal. So
yeah,
it's okay.
I agree. And it was good times.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot. Like they,
yeah, a lot of stuff packed into like a 2-year period, you know?
Yeah.
If you could travel through time and go back to 1991, would you do something different?
No. Perfect as it is.
Yeah.
Anything that you want. I don't know. Like personally, professionally.
91, let's say that year.
Yeah. 1991.
Whoa, that's
when
that's
everything started with this EP.
Yeah, but then you're worried if you did something differently, maybe it wouldn't have turned out so good, or you know. And then of course there's the whole like making mistakes or a bad decision. Sometimes you need to do that too, you know, to learn.
I know.
So yeah, I'd say no. I mean, I, you know what I mean. It's not like I didn't run over a dog or anything like that.
Yeah,
so I don't really know anything specific that I could honestly say like that was horrible. We shouldn't have done that.
Music is always changing, and rock and metal and punk and grunge and everything, it's always changing. But you manage to have like an anthem for everybody that loves rock and punk music, that it's everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
When you wrote this song, you never imagined that 28 years further you would be here, you know, like giving interviews and still playing the same song.
Right, yeah.
Everybody loves that particular song. Of course, they love every songs you have. They love Agouki Joe.
Every song.
But everything about you, it's an anthem, you know, for punk people.
He wrote that song. Just ask him about it.
I mean, it was written on the piano, and of course it was a joke. You know, it was sort of like the anti-love song.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that it is an anti-love song, because I think there's enough love songs.
I know.
That was the look. She's like,
I'm with you, Klaus. I know.
Not another love song. And it's weird, though. If you listen to the radio now, like pop, it's still like 90% of the songs are love songs.
I know.
Is love really that great?
I don't think so.
Right? A lot of pain and bullshit.
We're
too.
Really strange people. Yeah. We're like soulmates. Anti-love. Or something, yeah. But I'm with you, Klaus. Enough of love songs.
Yeah.
We need to
I tried.
Like...
I did my best 28 years ago or whatever that was.
Thank you so much for this song.
Rockstar. We'll be right back.
Everything About You, acho que dispensa apresentações. A música anti-amor dos Ugly Kid Joe aqui no Rockstar da Rádio Comercial. Há conversa com o Witt, o vocalista dos Ugly Kid, e também o Klaus, o guitarrista, que foi ele quem escreveu este grande hino anti-amor. Continuamos então, continuo neste caso eu, com a conversa que tive com os Ugly Kid no início de dezembro, aqui nos estúdios da Sampaio Pina. I already told you off that 2 days from now, the same day you're playing in Tattoo Fest, Max Cavalera and Igor Cavalera are playing here in Portugal too. And I know that you toured with them 1994 in Brazil. Did you meet them?
Yeah. We did Rock. Two shows we did, it's called Hollywood Rock, and one show was in Sao Paulo, and one show was in Rio. And the bill for our day was that band Live, you know the band Live?
Yeah, Live. Yeah.
So the bill went Live, then it went Sepultura, then it went Ugly Kid Joe, then Robert Plant.
Oh,
and it
amazing.
Was, and it was Sepultura, and I think literally the day that KSAD came out.
I love KSAD.
And that band is...
KSAD!
That band is so brutal and awesome. So we, of course, watched Sepultura destroy. They were incredible. And then we all kind of look at each other like this, like you don't
we're
really
in Brazil, too.
You don't really
yeah,
want to
from
get,
Brazil.
You know,
so.
we were worried the first show. We're like, wow, we could be killed for this. But everything worked out for us. But, you know, there was just, you know, it was intimidating. They're so great, you know.
But they are so, so nice.
They're nice guys, yes.
I met Max Cavalera in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Long time ago too, and he was so so nice and so kind and so calm. I was like, "What the hell is that? Really, you? That he's coming on stage and he rocks everything?" And then he was just like sitting at the radio that I used to work, mm-hmm. like having a good time, so peaceful and quiet, mm-hmm. and very nice with everyone.
Nice.
With the rastas, how do you call it?
The dreadlocks.
Yeah. He was there, like the dreadlocks. He had dreadlocks at the time, 1998. Yeah.
He still has one right now.
I don't know.
One?
Does he?
One big chunk.
One big chunk.
Yeah, yeah.
One
yeah.
big one.
I've seen, I saw the brothers play. I was lived in Melbourne, Australia recently, so I saw them perform there. And then also, I think it was Soulfly.
Mm-hmm.
I was on tour with Motorhead, just me,
yeah.
in 2014. So July 4th, 2014, at Hyde Park, I got to go. I sang "Killed by Death" with Motorhead at Hyde Park, and Max was on the on that bill as well. And I said, "Hey, man, he's cool."
And he remembered you, of course.
And he has a son, Zion, whose birthday is January 19th, which is my birthday. I share a birthday with.
I have two nieces that. Have birthday that day, the same
what?
Day, January 19th. Yeah.
Yeah,
so I asked you to tell me two great rock songs that are important to you.
I would say an incredible song is If You Want Blood, AC/DC,
mm-hmm.
Bon Scott, off of Highway to Hell. That's pretty amazing.
Okay.
That's a pretty good song.
Okay,
right?
I gotta think
Why?
Of another one now.
Why? Wait. He's gonna think a little bit.
It's just badass. I mean, the band AC/DC is incredible.
Yeah, I know.
What a.
I saw them live like twice here in Portugal, and they're amazing.
They're great, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a great song. The whole record's really fantastic. Highway to Hell. And then If You Want Blood, I mean, it gets you going. It gets me going. And so, and Bon Scott, you know, is one of my heroes for sure. And it's just the vocals are so good, and it's such a. Dirty, aggressive song, and it's you know, just great.
If You Want Blood, os AC/DC na voz de Bon Scott aqui no Rockstar. A escolha do Whitfield Crane, o vocalista dos Ugly Kid Joe.
Rockstar.
Klaus.
Okay.
Do you have something for me?
Yeah, sure, of course I do. How about Ozzy Osbourne, Mr. Crowley?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Crowley, Ozzy Osbourne, na escolha do Klaus, o guitarrista dos Ugly Kid Joe.
I remember hearing it on the radio at late night. You know, I had a little clock radio.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one speaker, and it was totally tiny. And I remember hearing it because back in those days, heavy metal was sort of the underground, and you'd only hear it late night, like after midnight or after 10 or whatever it was. So I remember hearing it. I was in bed, and I was just like, what is this? Like, this is a whole new thing. And Randy Rhoads doing two leads in it. And I remember, like, even just as a little kid, like 14 or whatever, 15, being like, wow. Like, you know, the dream started right then and there. Yeah. Like, I just started playing guitar. And I was like, there it is. That's the dream, to be like in a metal band, you know?
Is that why you have a metal song here in your EP, the shortest song ever?
Yeah.
Heavy metal, yeah. 27 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
We'd been working on that for a really long time, mm-hmm. years.
27 seconds,
we
people.
We rewrote it a lot now. It's probably one of those things we're just joking around in the studio.
I'm going to play
it. Or not in the studio, at rehearsal, and we just started. It was our little heavy metal thing, you know.
You should do a heavy metal song.
We should.
A 3 minutes one, you know, like 4 minutes or five or something. You could only say just heavy metal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a tip for you.
We will do it.
For me. For Anna, for Portuguese Anna, they're in radio commercial. Because you say radio commercial, it's rádio comercial.
Rádio?
Rádio.
Comercial.
No comercial. Comercial.
Comercial.
Yeah.
Comercial, bro.
Say Nazaré again.
Nazaré.
Nazaré. He knows how to say Nazaré.
Nazaré.
So thank you guys so much for coming here to my Rockstar
Obrigado.
Podcast. It's an amazing honor to have you guys here. Mm. And say something to my listeners. What would you like to say to Portuguese people?
We love you, man. You're rad. No, we love Portugal. We really, really do. Like I said earlier, it literally is one of the raddest countries I've ever been to, easily.
Because everyone says, oh, this is the best show ever. This is the best place ever. This is the, you know, the best country ever.
We played at that big room with Bon Jovi and Van Halen in 95. That was a crazy show.
Where?
What's
that?
The big, the giant
the
soccer stadium
here.
The biggest, Lisbon. The big room, the 80,000 room.
But a stadium? Mm-hmm. It was a stadium? Like mm-hmm. Alvalade? Maybe?
Big room.
Alvalade, Restelo? Maybe Alvalade.
And as Klaus was saying, we did play on May 20th, 1993. And I don't know where, that's in Lisbon, but where?
Cascais.
How far is that from right here?
Like 20 minutes or something. Okay.
Anyway, the message would be that we're grateful that we've been, you know, coming through this town through music, and we're always blown away with the intensity and the beauty and the passion of the fans here. It's been amazing, like mm-hmm. you know, moving as he said before. So, you know, and it likes the night.
Yeah, and it likes the night. We are bats here in Portugal.
Yes.
So, do you have plans to come back next year? Maybe.
I don't know, Gav. Are we going to come back here? Are we doing like some acoustic tour in April?
Oh, I would love that.
Is that can it come through here?
Potentially, it's the right neck of the woods.
See, there you go. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we say that
say
on the radio?
You're the only person that we're going to do interviews with.
Oh, interviews with the same girl.
Yes, she's the best girl.
Thank you so much.
Hey, this is Whit Crane
and Klaus Eichstadt
from Ugly Kid Joe, and you're listening to Rockstar. That's right.